first attempts at verbal communication that we have on record date from the pre-Cambrian period. Pictographic records we have of this time indicate that early man had already developed a method of opening and closing of the mouth in conjunction with movements of the epiglottis and tongue. The next development, arrived at by the accidental striking of a tribal gene in the stomach, involved the addition of expelling air in parallel with these movements. This proved to be much more effective. Subsequent experimentation showed that raising the volume of the voice greatly enhanced the ability to transmit information. This came to be known as shouting and gave rise to what is called the loud period of history. A subset of this technique involved the climbing of a high hill or mountain accompanied by the use of shouting and provided for a good unidirectional broadcast. One of the early experimenters in this technique accidentally fell off a cliff, and the subsequent shouting while falling was remarkably effective. However, this proved to be impractical in most cases. Major innovation in communication involved the use of mechanical tools. Early attempts at talking into one's cupped hands or a clay pot, walking to an individual, and then opening up one's hands or pot proved ineffective. Dr. Doolittle, the pioneer and animal linguist, experimented with speaking underwater in the belief that spoken words would be trapped in air bubbles and upon popping at the surface relieve their information. Newton, who was an opponent of this idea, pointed out that the varying size of the bubbles would cause them to rise at varying rates and randomized information, and this train of research was abandoned. During the 14th dynasty, the Chinese sage Ling Hao discovered that talking through a tube placed against the ear of a recipient concentrated and amplified the voice. His idiot son, Ling Qi, thinking that a long enough tube would allow him to speak directly to the August Jade Emperor, attempted to fashion a tube that would reach heaven. The subsequent weight of the tube eventually was such that it drove Ling Qi 18 feet underground. Until the advent of the Industrial Revolution. With the discovery and harnessing of electricity, research was conducted in attempting to transmit information across electrical media. The first attempts at this were carried out by a relatively uneducated janitor working in Alexander Graham Bell's lab. The janitor held that any verbal communication while subjected to a strong electrical current would be imparted upon electrical current and that therefore another individual subjected to the same current would receive this information. His experiments, however, were inconclusive and went something like this. Individual A is exposed to the current and screams rather energetically. Individual B, exposed to the same current, also yells. Was individual B actually receiving the information from individual A, or were their reactions just some form of animal mimicry? It is interesting to note that when Graham Bell finally completed the telephone, no one could think of anything to say, and it was left up to his daughter to be the first to make use of the technology. The roughly 1 million years that went into the evolution of verbal communication has not, however, managed to resolve the fundamental problem of communication. what? And the final analysis, do we talk about? Yes.